First, I'm joined by the IT Minister, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, on this program on the entire issue, the concerns on deep fakes. Thanks, Mr. Chandrasekhar, very much for being with us. There were a couple of arrests which had been made, firstly in Assam. And the person, Ritom Singh, who was arrested, was believed to have been part of the Congress Party. Is it your belief, sir, that this deep fake was politically motivated by your opponents?
Look, Vishnu, you know, if you recall, way back in December 2023, our Prime Minister signaled the concern that all of us had about deepfakes and how vested interests could start misusing these deepfakes to perpetuate or to propagate a false narrative. And he saw it way back in December 2023. And all of us, if you recall, we've had multiple conversations about the risks of deepfakes to the democratic process. And we are seeing today in open plain sight the Congress Party manipulating videos, editing videos, using deepfake technology to, fundamentally alter what a political speech was by the Home Minister of the country to distort it and make it something else, with an obvious intention of public incitement. And these are all absolutely illegal and fall afoul of criminal provisions under the IPC, whether it's 465, whether it's 469, whether it's 505. All of these are absolute criminal act without any ambiguity and can be punishable up to 3 to 7 years in prison. The fact that a political party, a mainstream national political party, is now resorting to using this type of deep fakes to perpetuate a lie as part of its political strategy is extremely concerning and should worry all of us. And if it was some outlier fringe party, I can still understand that they are outliers. But this is the oldest national party in the country doing things that are absolutely criminal. And there is absolutely no doubt about it, Vishnu. I want to say this through you to the viewers. What has been done with this deepfake video is completely violating the IPC in at least 3 sections that I know of, and even possibly even more. And then, of course, the IT Act and the IT rules. So there is clearly no doubt in anybody's mind. This is deliberate. This was intentional. And this is a violation of the law.
Mr. Chandrasekhar, the Delhi police, who are also investigating this, have asked for the Telangana chief minister to be there as well. As I understand it, the allegation is that from the handle of the Telangana Congress, this particular video was retweeted. Is that correct? And the reason I also ask is because there is always this danger of retweeting things. Is that as offensive as making and uploading the video itself?
No, look, retweeting is an offense if it is part of a conspiracy to perpetuate a lie, perpetuate and propagate misinformation, which the person who's retweeting is aware of. It is clear that this is a fake piece of content. It is manipulated content. It is a content that has been deliberately edited to mean something else. And it has been done by somebody. And it is certainly clear that whoever has done it, it has certainly been amplified by members of the Congress Party, including the chief minister, sitting chief minister of a state. And therefore, while you can bluster your way out of this and say Delhi police is under the BJP and so on and so forth, in my mind and to any sane, clear-thinking person's mind, this is an absolute violation of the law. And this is something that political party, leave alone one of the oldest national parties in the country, should be resorting to. This is an absolute violation of the law, and the consequences will have to be borne by the party and those who are part of this conspiracy. Vishnu, and this is not an isolated incident.
No.
Just a few weeks ago in Kerala, a Congress Party worker morphed an image of me along with somebody else to again do something that is absolutely in the realm of misinformation and lie. So this is not some isolated incident happening in the context of the Congress Party. This seems to be a pattern, and this seems to be a concerted strategy on part of the Congress, because they are left with no other option but to lie their way and gain some votes.
What about the arrests which have been made, I'm told, in Gujarat as well? Do we have any idea of who was involved?
No, I am certainly not purview. I don't have any purview or insight into what the police actions and the police investigations are. I can only tell you, as somebody who has been talking about this for several months now and warning about this imminent misuse by some vested interest, that we are now seeing this play out in open, in front of all of us. But what is shocking is that there is a chief minister who's party to it. There is a national party, the oldest national party is party to it. And it is so brazen and blatant that there can be nothing other than, us all scratching our head and saying, what's wrong with these people?
I take the point that you're making about the Congress and their alleged involvement. But, you know, all of this also comes at a time when there are international concerns on the interference of China and their authorities in the election process of several countries. We do know that they are very active on Twitter and social media. They have been uploading videos in the past on incidents across the line of actual control with a very clear-cut aim of insulting us. Now, I don't know if there is a link to deep fakes, but is there a concern that you have on the potential use by our adversaries of deep fakes to interfere with our election process?
Look, in December, when the Honorable Prime Minister talked about the risks of deep fakes, most of us thought that it will be outside vested interests who will try and compromise our democratic process. And it was clear to most of us that we needed to look at state actors from across the borders who have an interest in subverting our democratic process. Our democratic process is something that is celebrated by the world, seen by the world as something that is hugely impressive and hugely inspiring. And therefore, there are people, forces that will do everything possible to undermine that. Now, that was the conventional wisdom.
Seeing that, Mr. Chandrasekhar, is my question.
No, but look, there are many things that we are seeing that I cannot obviously share with you, but there are certainly things that we are seeing. There are attempts being made to, spread some sort of narrative. There are elements that are Khalistani elements that are trying to do it. There are many other elements across the border that are trying to do it. But I never thought that we would see a mainstream national political party do the same thing. And that is what is shocking. That I expect the elements in Canada to do this. I expect people in Pakistan to do this. I expect people in the northern country to do this. But I would have never thought that in such a brazen manner, a national political party would get so desperate that they would also start editing videos and distorting the truth to push a lie.
But you are confirming that there are efforts by people in Canada, to China, other countries, other state, non-state actors, perhaps during our election process, using fakes. It may not be fakes, but fake messaging.
Look, all of us have a reasonably well-developed sense of common sense. India's rise, the last 10 years of India's transformation, is not something that everybody in the world likes. There are people in our neighborhood who certainly don't see India's rise as something that they want to leave unchallenged or at least, put a brake on. So they are trying all of what they will try. And I don't want to get into the chapter and verse of what they will do and what they are doing. But we must all be sensible enough to know that our rise, our growth, our transformation is not something that is seen with great joy and glee across various other country capitals in our neighborhood.
You know, when we had this conversation a few months back, you were very clear that there has to be action taken by social media intermediaries, whether it's X, which is Twitter or Facebook or other platforms, to ensure that deep fakes go, right?
Yes.
And then, of course, but the question still remains, Minister, that do they necessarily have the technology to real-time take these things down? Do you have an answer to that now?
No, and I'm willing to accept their argument that we cannot operate in real time, we cannot detect this beforehand. But certainly they have an obligation under the rules and the law today that when they are pointed out a deepfake, that they have to respond to it. And they can respond in two ways. One is to either identify for themselves that it is a deepfake and take it down, or allow for the identification of who has posted the deepfake and allow for the legal process of prosecuting that person from the person who's agreed by the deepfake to continue, to move forward. So in this particular case, it is clear today that the deepfake was organized at the behest of the Congress party. It was amplified by handles of the Congress party and accounts of the Congress party. And that is where the investigation and the prosecution will lie. And in this particular case, I don't think the intermediaries have much of a role, because the Congress party has made no attempt to hide their role in this deepfake propagation. And so therefore, they will face the consequences under the law. And I can tell you the consequences under the law are not trivial. They are between 3 to 7 years of imprisonment and a fine, both under Section 505 of the IPC, 465 and 469 of the IPC.
But what about the intermediaries themselves? Are you, is there anything that the government can do to ensure that they also comply? Because there's a lot of rubbish out there, not just related to our elections and our processes.
I think, Vishnu, we've discussed this in the past, and we've also talked about the need for a new legislation.
Yes.
And a more robust framework. And that is something that as soon as Prime Minister Narendra Modi assumes office on the 5th of June, after the results are declared, I am sure that the new government will take forward. There is already enough discussion that has gone into what the framework and architecture of this new law should be. And I'm very clear that that is something that the Prime Minister and the government will take forward. But in today's context, there is a clear and present danger to our democratic process by this type of brazen misinformation and peddling of lies that political parties are doing. And we need to address this today before the 4th of June. And that is precisely what the police are doing and what the criminal investigation prosecution will address.
A final question. A lot of deep fakes and fake information get transmitted on WhatsApp and other platforms over there, which rely heavily on encryption. Now, this has been a problem for us. On the one hand, we value encryption and the right of people to maintain their privacy. But then there's a legal issue as well. Recently in court, lawyers of WhatsApp apparently said that if encryption goes in the way that they wanted, then their continuing in India would be a problem. How would you deal with that remark?
No, this issue has been discussed with us, and I think they have taken a position that the first identifier, the first originator of an illegal content implies somehow that they have to violate privacy and encryption. And we have said that there are many, many other technical solutions and technological solutions that can enable WhatsApp or indeed any messenger platform to identify who is propagating an illegal content without violating the encryption, without deep snooping into the content itself. It is, if I receive a content from somebody that is illegal, I should be able to refer that to the law enforcement, and the law enforcement should be able to ask WhatsApp or Telegram or whoever, saying who originated this piece of content. And there are ways of tagging each packet, there are ways of tagging each message that the platforms can do that is completely separate and distant from violating encryption. So I would respectfully suggest that WhatsApp is being a little disingenuous when they are conflating and trying to equate first originator and the violation of encryption as meaning the same thing. They do not have to mean the same thing.
All right, Rajiv Chandrasekhar, thank you very much for being with us and talking about this danger of deepfakes. Who knows what it could actually become in the months and years ahead. Let's hope we can deal with this threat at all levels. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.